Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dagheward Mills. Dagheward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dagheward Mills. That draws us to
you. Father, thank you for your blessing today. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Are you glad to be in church today? What a blessing. Now, I believe that we are at a very important part of our service, which is a part where we pray a little extra. Amen. Do you want to pray a little more? Beautiful. And when you pray, because the Bible says that my house should be called a house of prayer. Amen. And when you do that, when the house of God becomes a house of prayer, there are many blessings for us. Amen. Now, one of the things is that many of us don't recognize how much God is real and the devil is real. You know? But every mention of God and every mention of the devil should help you to know who you are dealing with. So, for instance, we hear of Job when the devil, the sons of God were gathered together and Satan also came among them. And the Lord asked the devil, "Where have you been?" And he said, "I've been going to and fro, up and down." So, that is a glimpse into the activities of the devil. And it's also a glimpse into the liberties that Satan has. You know, since the devil, because those who believe in creation, we believe that God created the world. We also have to ask the question, did God create evil? Are you with me? Did God create something bad? And the answer to that is that God created everything that he created was good. But then things have happened after. It's like giving birth to a child. Everybody is happy when you have a baby. Everyone is excited. And then the child is now going to grow up and then start going in different ways. How many know that every prostitute has a mother? Huh? It's somebody's child. All prostitutes, all murderers have parents. Parents watch them in court, watch them in prison. So everybody had a child, has a child, and saw their child growing up, and then things change. From the innocent, pure child to something happens. So those of us who believe that God created the world have to answer the question that, then where did evil come from? Are you with me? Hello? Are you still around? Yeah. So if evil came, how did it come? And we're saying that God didn't create the evil in that sense. But it looks like angels were given a free will, just like we have been given a free will to choose. So the angels, some of them, rebelled against God and were cast down. That's what the Bible teaches us. They were cast out. All right? And then they were punished. Are you with me? Now, as the devil has been cast out, all right, and is under punishment, it looks like he is not completely confined. Are you with me? Yes. He's not completely confined. Because for him to be able to go to where the sons of God are meeting. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. So it shows you it's like different types of imprisonment and different types of punishment. You know, sometimes people are, you see that somebody is even being found guilty and is still moving around in town because they are yet to give the sentencing, and then that is when he may even go into prison. I knew a friend of mine, I know him, and he was in court for about 2 years of going to court. All right? And after the 2 years, he was found guilty. And after he was found guilty, he was sentenced to about 8 years in prison in a certain country whose name begins with an S. And then they were asked to go home and come to prison after Christmas. So they were to go home and spend the Christmas with their families. And after Christmas, they start the jail sentence for 8 years. Yes. So, such a person, you'll be seeing him in town. He's going shopping. He's going Christmas shopping. He's in his house. He's driving around. But he's going to prison. Do you understand how it works? So what I'm trying to say is that the devil seems to have some liberties. So he's moving in the system. And when Jesus came, the devils recognized him immediately, far faster than human beings. They knew him from eternity. And they said, I know thee who thou art. Are you come to send us to the pit before time? So it looks like they are going to go. So like this friend of mine who was going to go to the prison, I think he's actually still in prison now, in a certain country whose name begins with an S. If you had seen him before, and the other people, they were a team, before he went to prison, you may have said, are you coming to take us to prison before Christmas? Because we agreed that we were going to prison after Christmas. I think they were even starting in February. It's quite an international psychedelic prison. Yes. So, the devil is having some liberties. And it looks like his sentencing is going to come on. So, whilst we are here on earth, we need to pray seriously. Otherwise, demons will affect us so much that you even wonder. Now, most of the struggles in life are about nothing. And the way you see that struggles are about nothing is when somebody dies. And you realize that all the fight is about something imaginary. And then when the person is dead, and you ask yourself, what were we fighting about? What was all the hassle? What have we gained? For example, the Second World War between Germany and the rest of the world. 50 million people died. 50. Some even give higher estimates. So Adolf Hitler caused the deaths of 50 million people. They fought and killed 50 million. When Germany went into Russia, they killed about 10 million. That's a lot of people, you know. It's a whole country. You know, and when they finished the war, they started on the 1st of September 1939. And Adolf Hitler died on the 30th of April 1945. And 7 days later was the end of the war. I know, because I didn't want him to die in May. Yes. But the war didn't end till he died. And 1 week after he died, he killed. They tried to kill him many times, but nobody could kill him. He only had to kill himself. And 1 week after he died, the war ended. And then after the war, what has happened? What happened? After the war, everybody's borders went back to the original. Germany was Germany. England was England. France was France. Everybody went back to what they were before the war started. And the war came to exactly zero. They achieved zero, did nothing, fought about everything, and killed 50 million people for 6 years. And came to zero. All the borders are where they were before. So that's how a lot of the things are. And if you read the Bible says, and the devil was loosed to go and gather them to battle. So one of the main things of the devil is to gather people to fight. So most fights, marital fights, wars, quarrels between friends are about nothing, because the devil is the one making them fight. He says, and Satan shall be loosed. After 1,000 years, he'll be loosed to go and gather them to battle. So every time you're about to quarrel, remember, look at Revelation 16, verse 14. He says, and they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth to the kings of the earth to gather them to the battle. So gathering people to fight. Hey, you, fight with this person. And they close their eyes. Fight for 2 years. It's okay. Okay, now we can't stop. Okay, start fighting for 6 years. And then quarrel. Okay, quarrel, quarrel, quarrel. So Satan is like a conductor of an orchestra. And he's conducting quarrels. From today, you will never be co-opted into any useless quarrel in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So many fights are about nothing. Yes. That is why people go to court. Recently, somebody took us to court to go and fight for nothing. He wasted all his money. We also wasted money. And when he was tired, and he was exhausted from going to court, he said, let's stop quarrel. I said, okay, we said we shouldn't fight from day one in the first place. But that is it. So we are going to bind devils. You know, one of the main prayers you should be praying should be, the devil should be afraid for you to pray, is that you take him on. Because after Jesus came, we can take on the devil in the name of Jesus. Yeah. You know, Satan has been so shocked by Jesus because he never expected Jesus to be born on earth. If you read this book on the fall of Lucifer, you see that when Jesus appeared on earth, you know, they call him the Nazarene. Lucifer was not expecting him. So he actually came back and met with Michael and Gabriel and said that they are trespassing the earth, but Christ, there's no one supposed to be, he cannot just come to the earth because Satan is the god of this world. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He said, it's trespass. You can't have Christ walk around on earth. And they showed him the law that if someone is born of a man, of a woman, he has a right to be there. For God became a man. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's how come you have somebody as wild as Christ to walking on the earth. Hey! Satan was not happy at all. And then he showed him a law that he would be protected till he was 30. And he said after that there will be a test. He said, what test again? Lucifer was very angry. You see, like when the Bible says the sons of God met, and they met with Lucifer. Lucifer came there. He said, what test? He said, the same test that happened to the first Adam when he was tested in the Garden of Eden. The same test has to happen to is the test of obedience. So he will be tested. Hey! Satan was very, very bored. What test again? He said, because you know Jesus is called the second Adam. Yes, in the Bible. And he said, if he passes the test, then he's at liberty to be what he was supposed to. Because if the first Adam had passed the test, we would have been superhuman. But after we fell, our brains are not working well. How many have noticed that your brains, I mean, when you get an exam 52%, you are happy. It means you don't know 48% of the things. And you are rejoicing. Even made a party. If we were to celebrate the ones you got wrong, you see that we are celebrating stupidity or daftness. But we are so happy to just get 51%. And people become doctors with 51%. Can you imagine somebody who is operating on you who doesn't know half of the things? Huh? So, if we hadn't fallen, our minds, because scientists even tell us that most of our brains are not, whether we don't understand it or most of it is not working. Our abilities to communicate are not working. So low. When I say this, you think I'm saying something else. That's the source of all quarrels. I mean this. You see, but what I'm saying in English is this. So these days, when I speak to people, I tell them, I can't hear your English words. I use the word English. Because you don't know whether we are speaking different language. Yeah. So when he passed the test of obedience, he was released to be miraculous and supernatural. Yes. And that's when after that, you see, after the temptation of Jesus, miracles began. But before then, he was just a man. And then he was anointed. So we are going to pray now. And I don't know what devil is in your life. How many sometimes feel pressure? You know, one of the things who I read recently in this book, it was saying that when they saw Jesus operating, they said, we have to kill him. And then they said, no, there's a law. A spirit cannot kill a man. It's a man who has to kill a man. So say we have to get somebody or some people who will do it, but we can't do it directly. So you see, Jesus was under pressure throughout his ministry. Always, how many feel pressure sometimes? It's as if you are being threatened to die all the time. And as you grow older, you see that always it's as if either you are not well or your head, your sleep, you can't even sleep. Hey! These are all demons. Oh. Yes. Pressure. Satanic pressure. that you are being set free today. Stand to your feet. Any form of harassment in your life is being bound today in the name of Jesus. Begin to bind every work of darkness that is working against you. Pray in the spirit. Father, we thank you for victory over the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we stand in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Against every work of the devil.
Yes, Lord.
That is operating in any life here right now.
Yes, Lord.
Demons of harassment. Demons of opposition. Demons of pressure. Demons of wickedness. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name
Christ.
Of Jesus. Reboko soteri aboka, mandeni vako sambra te kolia midelimo, revedia voko sapari andeleme, menjia konta pane, mila babadia kota, mendo varima kosa tabi antene, membra diakosa, ijoma nakote, membri kapano, morekesto, paradiba, libra subanta, anjo kompaka mina kotalie, bebria tosa pakato, iatombara mikare, mento. Mamikandora Bandeli Ekova, Ia Paradia Bicota, Lebra Casson Teneme, Menti Cambon Camparadia, Repa Vida Bacato, Una Macuten Campariano, Menteneco Paradia Cota, Labra Diaco Santane, Imana Macapabia Tone, Mentuma Cassando, Monteme Cassando, Repa Macassando, Ia Pina Macato, Libra Catania Boca, Mijoba Baraquino. Lobra Cassandelebe, Imana Canto Campaca, Libra Tecoma Vida Cassanda, Mancinco Pocone, Libra Via Contana Micapo, Lobre Cassotaca, Iabara Conteneme, Mantoma Capania Maconda, Iamana Conteneme Coba, Labra Quito Coparia, Libra Capason delebe, Menjoco Macando, Libra Macanto, Imana Conta Capania Micola, Labra Dia Cotaniaba, Sundere Beko, Lipa Kosande, Ia Joboro Kosara, Lipa Kotana Mika Parinango, Mantene Mekosa, Itono Mokosa, Antono Mokosa, Ia Pandolo Mokosa, Libra Kapami Katosha, Mantene Mekotania, Lipa Toko Paria, Lipa Rakuse Kete, Itolo Koparia, Mantono Mokompaniane, Ia Numa Kasanda, Joboko Paria, Ia Kota Pande. Menteneme pesendero in jangam pakane libre de castola ia panemirado lo se kuta kule mereme kosanda menchine mi campano libra kaparia kota ia sontenemena.
We bind every spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Of the devil.
Yes, Lord.
Fighting.
La bonta.
Opposing.
Ichukalai.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Italua capale, Enziono Mocontana Mira, Lotte Perechestola, Ico Chiaca, Pule Mechetandela,
Antini Mikasa,
E Rabaca, in the name of Jesus,
in
Soco Pocolia Coraba, Ilo Recosote Caba, Mantene Mecosanama.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, whilst you are still standing, he says, he shall speak great words. Against the Most High and shall wear out the saints. I want you to underline that one. Shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Whatever is seeking to make wear you out, to put pressure on you, to make you worn out, It is breaking today in the name,
of Jesus.
Lift your hands. Holy hands. Begin to deal with any power that is seeking to wear you out.
Yes.
Frustrate you. Yes. Fight you.
Yes.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
The name of
to
Jesus.
Wear out the saints.
Yes. Videsto, Maria Videsto, Onjembre Puntelama, Matina Mucosa, Ipalua Tiriaco, Lopalia Cosa, Acionzene Mevina Moco, Locantania Moco, Ia Telua Sicaria, Lembretis Moco, Mamina Piriacose, Iteria Como, Manta Bamber,
Holy Hand,
Itolomocosa,
Acionze, we resist the devil.
Yes, 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 yes. We resist the devil.
We resist the
Satua Meneco. Satwa mami chekola, satwa mami chebrekola,
inna mani,
hey, usa kovaya, manchi ekoma, mekedo bokosa, ayonda bo, masima kula,
in the name of Jesus,
matembo la makosa, ichatulia bo,
hey,
sando, pakolia, italuama,
threatenings of darkness, threatenings of death, in the name of Jesus, we bind it, all forms of threats,
yes,
all forms of threats,
yes.
All sorts of fear.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Mata Kamala.
Bakuna Mabesada. Angel of Mama. Usaka. Ayombo Kanamaka. Licha Tolomoko.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Only a Masuri Bekosara. Ajete Kobaka. Ita Nomo Sede. Ija Bekobaka. Ayombo Lamasami. Uja Tayo. Matami Shikoda. Akena Makosaba. Iato Nomo Makoda.
Father, we thank you. For victory in the name of Jesus. You may be seated. 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter number 5. Be sober, verse 8. And vigilant, because your adversary, and the word adversary is the word that is used for Satan, and it means the person who opposes you. So that is why everything is difficult. Prosperity is difficult. Serving God is difficult. Living is difficult. Moving is difficult. Everything is hard. How many have noticed that everything is hard? School is hard. Passing exam is hard. Huh? So hard. Working is hard. Satan is an the word adversary is opponent. Getting married is hard. Finding a beloved is hard. Everybody you find has something wrong with the person. Have you not noticed that everybody you find has something wrong? Either he's too short or he's too tall. Or his voice is like this or something. There is opposition to almost everything. Happiness. There is something they call vacation blues. Or vacation, is it blues or blues? People quarrel after they go for vacation. It's a quarrel that comes from going on vacation. The family quarrels. When you are supposed to be happy, that is when you become unhappy. Vacation blues. It is even hard to go on vacation. Because Satan is opposing everything. Those who are not married desire greatly. Any girl you see who is not married, her number one dream is to marry.
Don't mind her. She may mention so many big words. She's doing this. The whole Umale. You need it. You want to marry. We know things. And then when they marry, it's hard to be in the marriage. You see, marriage then becomes like a blanket. When it is off, you feel cold. When you put it on, you feel hot. So it's like there's opposition to feeling cold and opposition to feeling hot. So what should you do? So that is that resistance I have learned that is the devil. Yes, and I've learned to bind the devil. You can try. Sometimes you see that you are trying to go somewhere and you are looking for the key or something can get missing. Learn to bind the devil. You see, immediately you see it lying there. It's right in front of you. Stand to your feet. We are binding all forms of resistance to your life in the name of Jesus. In begin to pray. We bind opposition. We bind the resisting spirits. Every spirit that slows us down.
Yes.
We curse you now in the name of Jesus. We bind your power.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We resist you.
Yes.
We overturn you. We set you aside. In the name of Jesus.
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 In the name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand. We resist you, Satan. We send you out. We bind you. We bind you. Opposition. 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 Opposition to marriage. Opposition to happiness. Resistance to prosperity. Resistance to serving God. We bind devils.
We bind devils.
Resisting, fighting us, holding us back, slowing us down. In the name of Jesus, Satan, your power is finished. In the name of Jesus, we bind devils, we bind demons, we bind entities. In the name of Jesus, Tamale, Tamaraba, Tamebala, Tembeleke, Tendala, Tarabaka, Tembeleke, Turamale, Temakayada, Mandoleka, Neke, Tasala, Mandele, Makara, Malakaya, Lala, in the name of Jesus.
Lift
your holy hands to the Lord. Thank God for victory.
Thank you, Lord, for victory.
Thank God that He has given us the upper hand.
Thank you for giving us the
Thank
upper
God
hand.
Thank God He has given us a victory.
Thank you for victory.
Over all forms of darkness.
Over all forms of darkness.
Wickedness.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
Thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Father.
Oh,
Thank
Saba.
You that you have granted us power yes. against the power
yes.
of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
Thank you, Lord. From today,
yes, Lord.
Things are going to go easier.
Yes, Lord.
Faster.
Yes.
Quicker.
Yes.
Because the power
yes.
of darkness
is
broken.
Is broken.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Hallelujah. Now, the last little prayer that I want us to pray is in the same verse. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So, one of the main things is that the devil seeks whom he may. So he's looking for people just like the lion looks for prey. Eatable prey. Do you see? Eatable. Devourable. So if you watch lions, you see that they study the prey for a long time. They'll be looking at the buffaloes. Or I was once watching the lions looking at elephants. And they were lions, there were about 30 of them. So they used to take on elephants. It's the only pride of lions I've seen that their specialty was eating elephants. Yes. And there were 30 of them. So they would jump on the elephant, about 20 of them. They would be sitting and riding the top of the elephant. And pulling the legs until they are able to bring it down. And the 30 of them are able to kill an elephant. But not every elephant. So they will seek which one can work. And usually a smaller one can work. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes. It's by sizes. So when they look at this one, they say, ah. It's way too big. Even to climb to the top, it cannot. So they watch, and they'll all be sitting there, and this one will come by. Say, no. Another one will come by and say, no. Another one will come by and say, no. Then one will come and say, aha. There's a good, appropriate one. Good size. Average size. Not too small, because the small is not big enough for them. There are 30 of them. Now, Satan is looking at us like that. He's longingly looking at. And he's choosing. Whatever has targeted you, in the name of Jesus, we are dealing with that thing today. Yes. You know, one day some armed robbers came to one of our church members' house. And after the robbery, they went out. And they saw that they had marked their house. And they had marked another, the two places that they went. So they had marked it so that in the night, when they come, they see the mark that this is the house. Whatever has chosen you. You see, that's the lions, they choose people. So Satan chose Judas because he liked money. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So he looks at you and he sees what you like and what you need and how you are and how your background is. And then he chooses you. So it's not everybody that Satan can make into an orangu or make into a disloyal person or a Judas. It won't work on certain people. But certain other things will work on other people. Yes. So whatever, if you were the devil and the devil was, you were the devil and you were going to attack yourself, which area do you think you would attack yourself in?
Have you thought about it? If you were the devil and you were choosing yourself as a target, what problem would they target? Yes. Do you see? So there are certain things they don't bring to boys, and there are certain things they don't bring to girls. What problem would they be bringing to the girls? Fear. This one says fear. I didn't say it. He said fear. And what problems would they bring to the boys? Lust. Brothers, they said you have lust. Thoughts. Yes. Different things. It depends on who you are. So the enemy looks at you and says, this is the right size for this. So you are targeted, according to the Bible. Seeking, he's searching. That's why they can't easily catch zebras. Do you know why lions can't easily catch zebras? Because when the zebras are running, the lines are, it looks like a long line of black lines. So they don't know, they can't pick one out. It's not easy. So when you are together with the herd, it's far safer. If ever you become a zebra, remember this rule. Just stay together. You get what I'm saying? Stay together. They can't see, they can't make out this is a juicy one. Yeah. Unless you are alone. So whatever, I know that I'm targeted. And I know that Satan has fought me for years on so many issues and areas. I know him because I've been dealing with him for years. He fights me, he opposes me, he resists me, he speaks to me through people. You see how Peter spoke to Jesus directly, and Jesus says, Satan, this is Satan speaking. If you stay in the Lord for some time, you will meet all these things. Yeah, you see different things, and you see that the devil is the one working, and that he has located what works for you. Yes. So whatever has located you and chosen you as a target, today we are dealing with every conspiracy and plan. Do you understand my prayer topic? Stand to your feet. This is the last, very important. Satan doesn't want us to pray about all these things. He wants us just to do praises. He wants us to do just praises. But we are mentioning his name. If you were a mouse or a snake sleeping under this carpet, you will be praying they never mention your name. Because when they mention your name, you are hot. Lift your hand and begin to bind any plan, any idea targeting you in any form or fashion.
Yes, Lord.
To destroy you, to finish you, to kill you, to bury you, to silence you, to quench your life. In the name of Jesus, Satan, we bind you. Ratini mi sonde, ia sunde leve, ma kotolo voya leve ya na la baba.
Satan, you are finished. Satan, you are finished. Satan, you are finished. We bind you in the name of Jesus. All conspiracy plans targeting our lives, targeting our hopes, targeting our children, targeting our families, targeting our beloveds, targeting our marriages. We bind you, targeting our church going activities, targeting our Christianity, targeting our work. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Makalama shomara manalimada, do maranda lema do bolu makabalando. Malande lema, malande lema, malendo lo more, balamande le makale le le. Lema shando la, lema dalimande le. Do leve mamara, zanga mande le makela le. Hambora lena balanda le 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 le. Thank you Lord, thank you Lord. Mandora makabala, mande le le more shemba la ma.
Pray, everybody, pray, 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 pray. The Lord is hearing your prayers. Pray against demonic works. Armed robbery, we bind it in the name of Jesus. Accident, in the name of Jesus. Death. Makalo ramashando na kadalele. Marenda la mando ramana malelele. Malara mandelele mekebala kalibole. Rema paranda lima kabalonde le merilande. Neirande dolo maranda lima ma. Hey mareva lo manande le me. Shakala balora. Ne parende le mamara. Marianda le makabaladore le.
Matthew 18:19. It says, if two of you shall agree,
hallelujah,
concerning anything that hallelujah you shall ask,
yes,
it shall be done for them,
yes,
of my Father which is in heaven. Mm. How many agree that we should experience victory?
We should experience victory
this year.
Yes.
Victory, a series of victories.
Yes.
Let us ask the Lord right now, Lord, you promise us victory.
You promise us victory.
Give us victory this year.
Give us victory
over long-standing enemies and long-standing issues, yes, which have not been resolved.
Oh yes.
For years.
Oh yes.
Issues concerning, oh yes, our lives.
Oh yes.
Father, according to Matthew 18:19, we lift our hands to you now. We call on you.
We call on,
Father,
you.
Father, grant us a series, hey, of victories that all men may know that you have given us victory, yes, over the works of the enemy.
Over the works of the
over
enemy.
Over every, hey, long-standing, oh, protracted sieges against our life. Yes. Every siege is lifted,
yes,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of
Christ,
Jesus
of Nazareth.
Oh,
we declare and ask you, Father, for victories.
For victory.
Give us victory. We,
yes,
agree.
We agree.
We agree. We agree. We agree.
Yes.
We agree.
Yes.
Everybody lift your hand and say, Lord, we agree. We,
Lord,
agree.
We agree.
For a series, Lord, of victories.
Series
grant
of
us
victory.
Victory. Victory.
Oh, yes.
This,
oh, yes,
year.
Oh, yes.
Whatever is long standing.
Oh, yes.
Whatever is protracted.
Hey.
Whatever is a siege.
Ushada.
Whatever is chronic in our life,
yes,
fighting us.
Yes.
We thank you, Father.
Yes.
We agree for victory, Lord. A series,
a series
of victories,
victories
in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh,
Hallelujah. Now I feel that we should pray for our families. Pray that everyone in our families will be saved. Yes, and let's Lord. Pray for our family. Yes. Lift your hand and pray for your family now. Pray for your family. Father, we pray for our families, Lord. Whatever is our family.
Yes.
We lift our hand. We pray for everyone that is in our family. Fathers, mothers, wives, husbands, children, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunties, Lord. We pray for mercy and for salvation in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our families, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayers concerning our families. We give you thanks. Thank you, Lord. We give you thanks. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayer concerning our families.
Yes, Lord.
Cover every member of our family with the blood of Jesus. Lord. Deliver from evil. Deliver us from bad news concerning our families.
Amen.
We shall not receive any bad news.
Amen.
Any bad message. Any Amen. Bad text. Any Yay. Bad WhatsApp.
Yay.
Any frightening phone calls. We block such phone calls and such news in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we shall receive good news from afar. We pray for the salvation of all our family members.
Yes, Lord.
Save them, Lord.
Save them, Lord.
Send people into their lives.
Yes.
Oh, whom they will receive.
Yes.
That they may be saved.
Yes.
That their names may be written in the book of life.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus' name.
And everyone said, Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Oh, do it better for Jesus. Oh, put your hands together for the Lord. Somebody shout, the devil is a liar. You are going to escape in Jesus' name. The Bible says, these are they who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. I believe God's power will be available to today to save everybody's life. Whoever you are, wherever you are coming from, as the word of God comes today, your life will change completely. If you believe it, shout, Amen. We are going to hear powerful testimonies today of people who came to a service. They were invited to church. They joined the church, and through the power of the preaching of the word of God, their lives have changed. And as you hear these testimonies, you have to believe that no matter who you are, no matter what you are involved in, God's power can change your life. Hallelujah. If you believe it, shout, Yeah. Let's welcome Femi from Central Miocho as he testifies of a great change God gave him through this amazing ministry. Let me tell us, what has God done for you?
Hello. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My name is Olufemi Abodering from Central University, Miocho. My testimony is about a great escape. When I was young, I loved computers, so I was always behind them. And then the internet. I used to roam, find games, different things. And one day, I came across a game which you'd have to make the characters have sex. So you press something, then you remove the girl's bra, press something, remove this, press something. And I found it very interesting at that time. So then,
how old were you at that time?
Oh, 12, 11. This was in class 5, class 6, getting to JHS.
Okay.
Yeah, so I kept at it. And then I found out that the people in my class, getting to JHS 1, they went to do things. They came to tell me. So I found out that, no, these guys, I must be better than them. So I went to find out how to do things. I started drinking, smoking, doing a lot of things, but on a low key, because I was quite popular in some circles. So I didn't want people to know that this was what I was doing. So I continued up to SHS, where I even became better. I met friends, but then by the grace of God, I met other friends that came into my life. There were three guys I remember especially. The first
three
one,
guys.
I met three guys. The first one's name was Reginald Sapong. He's not in Ghana right now, and he brought about 14 boys. He was our mate, but he brought us. We go and pray, do this, and I said, "Hey, although I was still doing the bad things, but also I'll go and pray." So then, among these 14 boys, but I met two guys, Elomat Besinale and Ivan Skuman Ponsa. One is in First Love China, one is just here. So through them, they will come and tell me about, Charlie, how do you want to serve God with their lives? Me, I was encouraged, but Charlie, I was still doing the things low-key. So then, even in school, I remember one time, it was around Wisdom 15, Wisdom 13, when SS, but they would download podcast and call me, Charlie, let's go to this room and go and listen. So I said, hey, it's a blessing. So we came to university. So I heard about Bishop Dark through them. So we came to university, we were doing the things. But I came, I joined Dancing Stars, but I was still going about the things I was doing, but still on a low key because I didn't want people to know. Because you see me around, I was smart with you, it's working and things. So the great change that came was this year, 2019, at the prayer camp. One morning, Bishop Ogo came to give a call that which people want to come to Bible school. And then I sat down for a long time. I was thinking about my life. I said, Bible school? What am I going to do about Bible school? Already, I'm still struggling with these things. I'm coming to church. But then I went for it. I said, I was thinking about my life after. Then I went for it. When I went for it, and I was crying. Bishop Ogo said, what do you think he's crying? But when I came back to Miocho, I told my elder that I'm elder pressure that I'll try and do the work. I'll try and do the bar center.
So
I'll
before
try
then, you weren't involved in any church work?
I was involved. But I was still struggling. Like one day I was in my room thinking that how can I be a dance sister? I'll come and do this. How can I be around? And I'm still masturbating actively. You see, when I was young, I could masturbate 4 to 5 times a day. And my father would ask me that, why are you always smelling of soap? And I'll tell him that, I like the smell.
Yeah! Instead of smelling of soap, you will smell of the Holy Ghost. If you believe it, shout, yeah! Centrally, that what happened?
Yeah, so I started. I wake up in the morning. I have to pray because when I come, they ask me how many people did you bring. I'll say two. It's not powerful. So I wake up in the morning. I'll be praying. I'll be going on. And I realize that I don't even have time to even go and look for the internet because I know if I go and masturbate now, the church will work. And on Sunday, they'll ask me where are the souls. So through that, I saw that all the things started dropping. All the things started dropping. Right now, I'm thinking about how to become a shepherd. I'm reading the books. I'm looking for how to do the thing. Because when I come here, this is what it is.
You are not looking for
the latest video. I'm not looking for all those things.
You are looking for the latest message.
Yes,
how to be a shepherd.
How to be a shepherd.
How to bless more than 10 people.
Yes.
How to grow your center.
Yes, please.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Yes.
I believe a great change is coming into your life after today.
Yes. Yeah.
So what do you have to say?
I want to encourage you that you are around. You are around the church. You are doing, but you are still doing things on a low key. I'm telling you that do the work. Come and be a pastor leader. Come and help us do the center. By the grace of God, I became an overseer 2 weeks ago, and wow. I've been given an area to go and start a church. As I'm going, I'm just praying
like
to
work
in Jesus' name. Thank
Amen.
You very much.
Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. Hallelujah. Let's welcome Elisha Sedo from the Amasaman Center. Do it better for him. Oh, I can hear your hand claps. Elisha, tell us, what has God done for you?
Hi, everyone. My name is Elisha Sedu from the Amasaman Center. My testimony is about how the ministry of the prophets has transformed me. I grew up in an area where I love football. Like, everything about me was football. And because of my love for football, I found myself into all gambling related to football. Like, any gambling about football, I'm into it.
Such as?
We play the TV game football, then we go to the pitch football. So in my life, there was nothing like church on a Sunday or Saturday because I'll play in the morning, in the afternoon I'll go and watch football, then in the evening I'll go back to the field. Until one day I found myself, I was also into super betting and other stuff. So one day,
you went to online gambling.
Yeah, I had
football gambling.
In SS, I had a crew, and on Fridays, it is my hoster that we come and we do the permutations and everything. Then someone goes and stake the bets and come back.
Someone will break bounds.
Yeah, someone had to scale the wall and go and stake the bets and come back. It continued after SS until one day I had 3 guys, and I told them, Charlie, I can't continue to be doing this thing again.
You told your 3 friends.
Yeah, I told them that I don't want to do this thing again. They were like, I should go away. I should. They don't understand why I am saying that I will not continue. So I left. I didn't know. On 30th June 2013, I took my Bible. All I could see, I found myself in the Lighthouse Chapel, the mega church, Emmanuel Cathedral. By then, Bishop Hemis was preaching on the losing, suffering, and sacrificing series. For the first time, I understood preaching and I gave my life to Christ. And since then, it has been a different story. In my mind, I didn't have I didn't want to continue school. I mean, after school, in the area too, there was fraud. So my friends were the fraud guys. So in my mind,
so from superbet to fraud.
So in my mind, from SS, I'll pursue the fraud. Because
God is about to change your destiny. Today, I believe a lot of destinies will be altered from today. If you believe it, shout amen.
Because most of the guys were making it, and they had the flashy cars and other stuff. So they were making it. So I thought that was it. Until I got to church and I met a shepherd, and he said, "Elisha, what are you doing?" I said, "For now, I'm home." He said, "Get a form and go to school." And when I got to campus, Hope Technical University, by then Hope Poly, I met my chief father, Chief Francis. He pulled me along. Everywhere he goes, he calls me. Little did I know that I will become a chief father. And by the grace of God, when he left, I became a chief father. And since then, my life has been church. My life has been church. My life has been church. So if you are here, I want to encourage you. You may have issues. You may have issues, but you are not beyond redemptions. If it's about the ghettos, I've been there. If it's about the pubs, I've been there, but through the ministry of the prophets, I'll be saved. You can equally be redeemed. So if you are here today, this opportunity, don't say no to the call when God is calling you. For you may not know, if God has saved me, you can equally be saved.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. Let's welcome Evans Doku from the Kolibu region. Do it better for him. Hallelujah. I see you as part of the people who will be in heaven with white robes. If you believe it, shout amen. Even tell us, what has God done for you?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, I want to thank God on how he changed my life through the ministry of Bishop Dagwood Mills. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it all began when I went to SHS. When I went to Form 1, nothing happened. But when I got to Form 2, I met the wrong friends. And then we started womanizing, started drinking, we started doing bad things. We didn't learn. I didn't even go to class. I didn't learn. So when we got to Form 3, when it was time for WAC, because I didn't learn, I didn't know what I would do. So one friend came to introduce me to a malam. He said we should go and see a malam, but he has a
that
way.
Was your strategy for passing the WAC.
Yeah. He said
we see a malam. Yes. What happened when you went?
Yes, he said when we see the malam, he has a way of changing the results, and then we'll just pass. Hallelujah. Yes. So when we
shout, yeah. And what happened when he went there?
So when we went to see the malam, we told him our problem, and he said, "Oh, is it not human beings who mark the papers?" We said, "Yes." He said, "Oh, yes. He deals with dwarfs, so they have a way of turning the thing." So we did some
and
rituals.
What happened after the WASI?
Yes. So after the WASI, I felt miserably. Like,
shout, a dwarf cannot help you, a malam cannot help you. You are meeting Jesus, the answer to every problem today. If you believe it, shout amen.
So after the WASI, I was so depressed. So one of my friends came to introduce me to internet fraud. Hallelujah. So
what happened?
So we're frauding, and then the sin became more intense. That where I began to drink heavily to the extent that I didn't like beer. Like, it rather makes my tummy full, but not drunk. So I had a formation. I'll take Adonko one shot in a
it's too much. It's too okay. And when did your life change? How did you meet Jesus?
So my life changed when one day I went to the radio to listen to something
because you were depressed.
How my life was going, I didn't know.
So you're looking for something on the radio.
The radio. So when I changed, they didn't see anything. I changed. So I got to Sweet Melodies.
Sweet Melodies.
Then I met Bishop. He was preaching a message on 7 types of women you shouldn't marry. So you say, "Oh, point number one, don't marry this type of lady." Then they'll be, "Hey," in the church. And then the voice too. I've heard the voice in my room before. My brother, he was also in Zenith school. He was in First Love. So he used to pray that this message. But before that, I saw it as noise. But now, because I was depressed, I know. Like, before, I have to listen. So when I was listening, my life began to change. I began to change. So, but then I wasn't saved. So one day, I saw a banner of a program, and I decided to go.
Just like the escape banner was
just
in town.
Just like the escape, I decided to go. So when I went, the first day, nothing. It was nice. I was encouraged, but I didn't change. The second day, Bishop Saki came there, and then he came to preach. I didn't know him by then, but he was preaching a nice message, cool, handleable. But when he was ending the message became very intense. I couldn't sit. The message was intense. And then he said, "If you are here, you don't know God, you want to give your life to God, raise up your hand and come forward." Before I realized, I was in front.
Oh, give the Lord a shout of praise.
And after that?
Before you realize, you will be in front today giving your life to Jesus. And what happened after that?
After that, my life has not been the same again. My brother used to bring me to church, though it wasn't easy to bring me to church. But he kept on persisting. I kept on coming. And now by the grace of God, I'm a basenta leader, passing people to church. And the things I used to do, I do them no more. So I want to encourage everybody, if you are here and your life is not changing, it's because you are not soaking in a certain way. If you soak in a certain way, the spirit itself will fall upon you and it will set you up on your feet. And every book
Hallelujah. Isn't that a powerful message? Give the Lord a shout of praise and put your hands together for that powerful testimony. And let's receive Alessio Poco for the final testimony. I believe that God is going to come into your life in a powerful way today. As the prophet ministers the word of God, your life will never be the same again. Amen. So we tell us, what has God done for you?
Okay, my name is Alizoye Opoku. I'm from First Love IUGSA. My testimony is about how God transformed my life through the ministry of the prophet Bishop Dagwood Mills. So after SHS, I wanted to be rich and independent. So I got myself a job at a wine shop. The first day at the workplace, to impress the employer, he gave me 1 liter bottle of beer to drink, and I drank it, and he told me that, oh, you do qualify for this job. Then I started drinking more.
You hadn't drunk?
No, I was 17 years. I had never taken alcohol before. But I started drinking, and I started doing research on alcoholic drinks to convince customers to buy. I remember from Monday to Wednesday, business was so bad. So I'll go and stand on the streets and be inviting people to come and drink. People, they didn't...
We are not causing people to come and drink. Wow.
Yes. On an occasion, there were 2 guys who had never taken alcohol before. 2 innocent guys. I convinced them to come and drink. And from there, they became professional drunkards. And not only that, I was a pimp. I used to connect girls to sugar daddies. When it works out, they buy me a drink. So I was still drinking.
What happened? How did you get changed? How did you meet Jesus?
Okay, so one Saturday, 2 lighthouse gentlemen came to the shop. And they were inviting one guy who came to do window shopping. So I jumped into the conversation. And they convinced me to come. So I agreed on the premise that if only I would see Bishop that Sunday. I went with them on that Sunday, and trust me, the message was too powerful. It was a safe church pastor. For the first time in my life, I understood the message. I was able to recite quotation, off head. Like, I had never done that before. The only thing that I knew was alcoholic drinks. But for that Sunday, I understood the message, and I was able to quote Joshua 1:8 by heart. And it was so amazing. So 3 weeks after, I felt like I was minimally bad. So after 3 weeks, I realized that no, if I die right now, I'll go to hell. So I gave my life to Christ after that Sunday. And one day, a shepherd came to the shop and he left a book, What It Means to Become a Shepherd. I was just going through the stories in the book. And in the page 12 and 13, there was this young man who didn't take his education serious and at the end became a liability. So I felt like this will be my story if I don't further up my education. And by the grace of God, I made a decision that I will further up my education. And through the message of the Lord, I've completed tertiary and I'm not drinking anymore. My friends used to be very bad. Some are even in prison as I'm speaking now. But I thank the Lord that I have escaped prison. I have escaped fornication. I've escaped every bad act I was doing.
I believe you will also escape today. If you believe it, shout amen. Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? I thank God for the power of the preaching of the gospel. I believe today a lot of lives will be transformed. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony.
You. stuck on you. I've got this feeling down deep in my heart since I found you. Now I'm on my way. Jesus, deep in sin, falling deeper and deeper into my sinful ways. But now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Oh, stuck on you. On my place, and this is where I'm gonna stay. Now I'm on my way, Jesus, 'cause this is where I found the love, the peace, the joy, and the Holy Ghost. And now I'm on my way. I have found a new life.
Yeah.
cover him with so many kisses. Oh, Peter, lover, where is he now? Peter, lover, he did not stay. Oh, no. Peter, lover, he broke my heart. Oh, yeah. Peter, lover, the love gone back. So many boys, they were so nice. And I thought it was love. Just would not stay. Oh, I could not understand it. Relationships failing. Oh, yeah. And I did not understand it. Boys not staying.
Glad you could make it here tonight for this meeting. But can you excuse for 1 second? 'Cause I just need to do something before I talk to you. I know it sounds kind of funny because of the way we've been, but I want to pray first. Let us pray. Or you know what? Let me pray. Oh God, help me, please help me. I want to serve you, I really do. I want to follow you. Please help me. Please give me the Holy Spirit. I know that only you can make me strong. Today I have to do what is right, because I don't want to fall into this mess again. The hour has come and the seed must fall into the ground and die. I know you have made me strong enough to do this. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Things right.
We've been living in sin so long. We both know it's not right. Oh, no. This fornication can't go on. Let's just quit and say goodbye. I'm glad we're meeting here today. This relationship is wrong. See, I've been pregnant 3-4 times. Aborting baby is just too bad. I feel sick because I have sinned.
Jesus.
want to stay around you, serving in your house, oh Lord. Oh yeah, do it your way. I don't want to be one of those who leave you, oh no, those who pretend around you, those who forsake you, those who forget. I bless the day I found you, oh Jesus. I want to stay around you, oh yeah, serving in your house, oh Lord. Oh,
excited to be at Swollen Sunday? Are you excited to be a part of Escape 2019? At the back, I can't hear you. Are you excited to be here? Touch three people and say, I'm ready for what's coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe our lives are about to be changed. I believe our lives are about to be blessed. We've come to the best part of the service and the best part of your day. You don't sound like first lovers. I said we've come to the best part of the service. We've come to the best part of the day. And if you are ready for God's special word for you,
if you believe in miracles, if you believe that God has a plan for you, give the Lord a shout as we welcome my father and your father, Bishop Dags Heward Mills.
Nothing is impossible when you trust in His word. Hearken to the voice of God to me. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, yes, everything is possible with God. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you trust in His word. Hearken to the voice of God to me. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, yes, everything is possible with God.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for today. We are escaping from the devil's clutches. We thank you. Bless every heart and every life here in the few moments that we are in your presence. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated for a few minutes. Today is Escape Sunday. Can I hear those outside give the Lord a shout? All right. Now, everybody, wherever you are part of the service. So, very little movement and people sitting down, please. Now, my message is very simple. It's called escape. Now, to escape means to succeed in avoiding a threat or a possible danger or evil. So today you are going to succeed in escaping a threat on your life. Now, what threats are there on your life? And the Bible is quite clear about the threats that are on your life. In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3, the Bible says, how shall we escape? How shall we escape? How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? All right? So salvation is the way to escape a danger or a threat that is on your life and on my life. Salvation. It says, how shall we escape? How are we going to escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. So we are escaping a danger and a great threat that is on every human being. And how do we do that? We escape by salvation. So now the question is, what are the things we are in danger of experiencing? What threat is there? The first threat is the threat of judgment by God. Romans chapter 2, verse 3. It says, and thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Do you think you can escape the judgment of God if you do such things? The same things that you are judging someone about, The Bible is telling us clearly, do not think you can escape the judgment of God. So there are just one or two things that we need to escape from or succeed in avoiding. Lift your hand and say, I'm succeeding in avoiding. Amen. I'm succeeding in avoiding a threat, a danger, an evil. And that danger is the judgment of God. Now, one time I went to a prison. I've been to a number of prisons preaching. The most recent prison I was in preaching was in Uganda. I believe it's Uganda. What town was that? Mbale, in Uganda. Now, everybody who is in prison has been judged and has been judged worthy of staying there. Now, one of the prisons, what was unusual about it was the fact that there was a notice board at the front of the prison, and they had the crimes that the people had committed. Now, they had thieves, armed robbers, rapists, murderers, liars, and so on. Perjury. What's perjury? Lying in court. So lying. These were the crimes that people were in that prison for. And this prison was in Liberia. And there was a big notice. Now, what does the Bible say in Romans 2 verse 3? Thinkest thou this, thinkest thou this, O man, that judges them that do things. So if man is judging people and putting them in prison, and I tell you, the prisons that men have made are so bad, so wicked. That prison was so dark that when I came back to Ghana, I flew people from Ghana to Liberia to go and rehabilitate the whole prison. Because I've never seen human beings like animals in a prison. It was almost dark, day and night. So, do you think that human beings can pass judgment and then you do the same and escape the judgment of God? Now, let us analyze the notice board I saw in the Liberian prison and see whether we are falling into the same things. Let's start with stealing. How many here have stolen something before? Please put down your hand. Sorry, I asked the wrong question. All thieves, raise your hand. If you are a thief, raise your hand. Those who have stolen, if you've stolen something before, what are you? So all thieves, raise your hand. How many have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before? Or your beloved's? Or you've stolen somebody's beloved before? How many have stolen the meat from the soup before? And then when your mother came, there was not much meat in the soup. How many have stolen a pen before? Pencil. Cotton wool. In Volta Hall, they used to steal underwear. People hang their underwear and then they steal it. Wow. So, if we have, human beings, have put fellow human beings in prison, wicked, dark prisons for stealing, And we are also guilty of stealing, all of us. That's number one. Number two, lying. I saw American something, perjury, 10 years prison for telling a lie. I got 10 years. 10 years in prison for lying in America. So if you want to lie, stay in Ghana and lie. Don't go to America and tell lies. How many have told a lie before? That's 10 years in prison. How many have told about 100 lies since you were born? From the time you were born till now, 100 times. More than 100. More than 100. That is 100, 10 years times 100 lies. That's 1,000 years in prison. So this is the threat on us. We are threatened with prison. Eternal prison. Eternal sentencing. Now, the last one, we go to rape. Rape is having sex with somebody you shouldn't have sex with. Oh, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. If you are guilty, raise your hand. You see, you are adding one lie to the lies. Your 100 lies have become 101 lies plus. And one lie is 10 years. So it's now 1,010 years. Wow. The Bible says if you look at a woman and you lust, you desire her as she's walking, you start saying, to whom to? To whom for? To whom does it belong to? To whom to? To whom for? To whom does it belong to? Hey! You are already guilty of going to hellfire. How many brothers have been looking? So you are in danger. Stealing, lying. What about jealousy? How many have been jealous before? You attend somebody's wedding and as the bride is coming, you say she's not even looking nice. Or you see somebody driving his nice car, you say, oh, this one, it will get spoiled just now. How many have been jealous before? So here we are. We are jealous. How about fighting? How many have fought before? Fighting, quarreling. Hey, this church is full of liars. Number one, what? Liars, thieves, rapists. What else? Fighters, jealousy, fornicants. And if human beings, I want you to put that verse there. If human beings can put people in prison for these, then you must know that God has also got a prison. And it only makes logic. If there is a God, he has a prison. Every country I go to, I ask, do you have a prison here? And they all shout, yeah, yeah. Then they point, here, yeah, here. Yeah. Do you have a prison? Yeah. Just behind this one. A big one. Everywhere there are prisons. Because that is the reality for human beings. So, we need something to help us to escape the judgment. Because you don't even need to live longer to commit more sins. You have committed enough sins to finish you off. More than enough. So, how shall we escape if we neglect salvation? So, if you are here today and you neglect salvation, you have neglected your own life. Yeah, this is the way to escape the judgment. Number two, You must escape from hell. Matthew 23, verse 33. You serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? How? So, another important thing to escape from is hell. Hell is a real place, and you must endeavor to do all that you have to do to escape from hell. What is hell? Hell is what comes after the judgment. Hell is the place of torment. You know, one of the things that you must realize is that, you know, people who commit suicide, they say, I want to end it all. But there's nothing like ending it all. It only continues. You can't end because you didn't give yourself life. God gave you life. So you can't end your life. So I'm going to kill myself. No, you are going to start your new life sooner. Because you can't kill yourself. You only continue living in the next place. And heaven or hell, which one will be your home? Everybody here is going to have a new address soon. In the next 50 years, I mean, many of us here are young, so 50, 70 years, most of us here will have a new address. P.O. Box, Angel Avenue, Heaven Way, Glory Avenue. Some of you will be staying on Glory Avenue. Some of you will be staying on Anointed Boulevard. Some of you will be staying on Give Thyself Holy Boulevard. For those who gave themselves holy. Some of you will be staying on Holy Ghost Highway. You'll be in an apartment at the top there. And a lot of angels between you and the next human being will be down there around 23rd floor. But some will be in hell. Fire Avenue. Hot Pepper Boulevard. Hot Pepper Boulevard. Hey! Some will be on Sulphur and Brimstone Lane. Some will be staying on Fire Close. Yes. Gnashing Teeth Center. Because in hell, it will be mostly dormitories. Bible says the hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Yes. And you know what the devil is doing all the time? He's always shouting and saying, they also have to come here because they've done the same thing. They also have to come here. They also rebelled. Because all human beings have gone away from God. And the devil has enchanted the hearts of men. You know, I read this book. If you are interested, you can read it, called The Fall of Lucifer. The second series. The second one. I was reading it. And then when Jesus came to earth and was started preaching, then they received news in heaven. And the news in heaven was that they said, oh, they are not receiving the Christ. And the angels were saying, wow, they are not receiving him. He's preaching them. They are not listening. The men are not interested. And it's true. Bible says he came to his own and his own received him not. People are not interested. In Ghana, people are not interested in God. People are religious but are not interested in Jesus. Yes. People want to go to church to soothe their consciences and to get things from God. But not that they love God. Or they are interested in God. Yes. So, today, you must be one of the people on earth who says, yes, there is a God. A
And I want to believe in him and I'm going to serve him. Yes, or you can be one of the people who are just indifferent. So, I can't see God. I don't believe in things I don't see. Have you seen your brains before? That you have brains. Why should you say you have brains? You have no brains. You have no brains because you've not seen them before. You say you don't believe in things you can't see. I met somebody who said, I'm a scientist. He told me, I'm a scientist. So I don't believe in these things you are talking about. I said, really? I was a bit intimidated because he was from America. So when he said he was a scientist, I thought of something. I said, wow. So after some time, I thought maybe he's a rocket scientist. He goes to the moon or something. But after, nuclear scientist, something. So he talked for a long time. He doesn't believe all these things I'm saying. They're just fear frightening people. They are not real. So after about some hours, I asked him, what science, by the way? Just by the way. So computer science. He said, computer science? Mikra, I have not mentioned my medical science. Computer science, you say you are a scientist. Let's be serious. Hell is necessary if God is to be fair. It says it is prepared for the devil and his angels. That's what the Bible says. And you know, like how children are, mommy, he also took some. When they are beating you, is it not the first thing? He also ate some. Who ate the meat? It's not only me. Matthew 25 verse 41. Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Yes. So the devil is always crying, saying, he too. He also rebelled against you. He also doesn't believe in you. He too. It's not only me. He too. John, Kofi, Kwesi, Kwame, Rose, Rosila, Rosalia, Rosinda, Araba Lucy. Hey. Are you happy that Satan is pulling your name into this thing? But how many believe that he will pull your name in? He will. Don't think that he will not mention it. You mentioned your brother's name when you were in trouble. You mentioned your sister's name when you were in trouble. It's not only me who took the meat. It's not only me who did this. It's not only me who took the phone. It's not only me who did this. He also did it. That is how we are. That's how human beings are. Yes. And today God is saying, you can escape this fire. Hell is a real place. Hell is a real place. The Bible says that, you know, on the last day, Jesus called his disciples and said to them, let's look at it quickly. In Luke 22, he said in verse 10, when you enter the city, you'll find a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him to the house where he enters. Wow. And say to the good man of the house, Master, where is the guest chamber? And my master says he will have the Passover with his disciples. And he will show you a large supper. Make ready. And they went. And they found us as he had said, a man bearing a pitcher. Listen, Jesus said, you meet a man. I want to tell you today, it's not accidental that you are here today. No. People you meet, you think, I just chanced upon this. I just met this guy by chance. You know, I was just walking and I met this guy. We just happened to be around and then we saw, and the guy said, I should come. And said, no, he said, you meet a man. This is Jesus. He said, you walk to town. Timing, exactly as you enter, you see a man carrying a bucket of water. Follow him. No accident. So today you are not here by accident. This is your chance. Don't take your interactions as matters of chance. You are here by divine appointment.
Maybe this is the last time you ever hear a message like this. Now what is going to happen? Watch. Now they went for the Last Supper. And verse 15. And Jesus said, with desire. When the hour was come, he sat down with his 12 disciples, apostles. And he said, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Then I say to you, I will no more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom. In other words, this is my last meal. How many can understand this? Those of you who are scientists, can you understand it? Jesus is saying, I want to eat this food. It is my. I will not eat it till I eat it in the kingdom. I'm about to suffer. This is my last meal. Wow. Then he took the bread. And he gave thanks. And he said, this is my body, which is given for you. Then he took the cup. And he said, this is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Now, verse 21 is the verse I want you to notice. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. This was Judas's chance to escape. When he was identified at dinner, this was his window. Charlie, just own up and come out of this trouble. Own up! But there are people, when you preach, they always feel that it doesn't apply to them. You know, I've been a pastor in the same church for 30 years. I've gone for naming ceremonies and I've never met anyone whose name who has been named Judas or say something, whatever. Sorry for using or say, but Judas something. Nobody wants the name again, although it has a good meaning. Or Iscariot. This is your chance. So when you hear, you see, this was Judas's chance to come out. He told him, the one who is going to betray me is here. Huh. You are sitting here. I know. And this is my last supper, and I'm going to suffer. You are here. He said two things. He spoke to Peter and he spoke to Judas. This was to Judas. The next he told Peter, you'll betray me. And Peter said, me? You don't know me. Why is it that when preaching comes, we feel it is not us? Today I'm preaching to you. Don't say it's not you. This was Judas. Jesus said it would have been better that he wasn't born. You know how many evil people Jesus met? He never said it about anybody. Jesus didn't say Pontius Pilate shouldn't have been born. Jesus didn't even say Barabbas shouldn't have been born. Jesus didn't say the soldiers who beat him shouldn't have been born. But Judas, he said, it would have been better that Judas was not born. And Judas was at the table, said, his hand is here. You were here, Judas. This is your chance. This is your chance. Stop making excuses in your mind. Stop blocking the message. Stop being proud. Stop being stubborn. Stop listening to the devil. You should know that this is about you. Don't think of anybody else except yourself. I think of Judas. He walked with Jesus. He saw Jesus raising the dead. Lazarus, after 4 days, he saw him healing, doing many things. And yet he was becoming the worst traitor of all time. And Jesus was here giving him a chance. Preaching. He was telling him, you are here. Who is it? Everybody was quiet. Just said, well, I don't know what he's talking about. It doesn't apply to me. Harden. Kenneth Hagin. He said he had an auntie. She didn't believe in God. She was always insulting pastors. Oh, they are just doing for money. They just want money from people. Cheating people. He said that he happened to pass by. She was very old and she was dying. And they called him and he said, they told her, Uncle so-and-so's son, who became a pastor, is in town. We want him to say hello to you, to pray for you. And she said, okay. She was paralyzed, lying in bed. So Kenneth Hagin went to the room. When he saw she was there, she said to him, he said her eyes were like marbles. He said, tell me there is no God. Tell me. Tell me there is no heaven. She said with her glassy eyes, she was gurgling from her throat. Ken, she called him Ken, tell me there's no God. Tell me there's no heaven, there's no hell. Tell me. He said, I can't tell you that. He said he heard her voice from inside her throat. Ken. When you don't listen, when you block God out of your life, you make yourself come to a point where you are like a mad person asking us to tell you that there's no heaven and there's no hell. What evidence do you have that there's no heaven and there's no hell? Is life not meaningless without heaven and hell being a reality? Is life not useless without there being a reality of eternity? Tell me there's no heaven, there's no hell. You know, I play golf. One day I went to play golf and I met a man and I said, you need to be saved. He got so angry. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Hey, he was so incensed. Who do you think you are? You tell me. You don't tell me. I have to be there. Are you better than me? Are you better than anybody here? I said, please. Sorry. Yes. It's not about that. You can't just see somebody and tell the person he should be born again. What do you mean? Do you think you are better than? I said. And I told him, you know, don't quarrel. He said, I don't quarrel. I'm a gunman. I beat. I do what? I beat. Now, I remember. I hope you are listening to me. This man, it was Christmas came about 3-4 months later. And then January came. I went to the same place and I saw him. When I saw him, I wanted to tell him, hey, you need to be saved. But I remembered that he said he beats. I will not say anything again. So, you know what I told him? I told him, Happy New Year. Because it was January. Hamatan, I remember exactly where I saw him. I can picture exactly the scene. I was there, saw him. I said, Happy New Year, my dear. Many happy returns. Right. A few months later, about 4 months later, I had a call. This man was calling for me. I said, me? Doug Heward Mills. He wants me. He said, yeah. He's on admission in hospital. Me? He told his child, I don't know whether I will come back home when he was going to the hospital. One of our church members was in the hospital and told me it was pitiful when he was dying. He could see the demons. He would hold him. It's our church member, he told me. They are coming for me. He could see. They are coming for me. Bible says hell from beneath is moved to meet thee at thy coming. Yes. Before I could even respond, he called about 2 or 3 times. I said, he's calling me? I've been called by a number of people who mocked me. They called me. You may mock today, but a day will come when you will not be mocking. Oh yeah, because you can see the reality is there. You are passing on to eternity. Whatever you are and whatever you have will not matter. When I worked at Kolebu, the mortuary, that was the first reality that When you die, you are nothing. I remember whilst we were there, you know, our professor told us there was a, what we have, undergraduate and postgraduate. And the postgraduate, those who are already doctors and were doing anatomy as a specialty, they were dissecting a dead body in a corner. And they told us, that's the postgraduate. And our professor told us, he said, the body they are dissecting is a man who died and said that when he dies, he's donating his body to the medical school. He doesn't want to be buried. He wants them to dissect. He's donating his body for dissection. And he gave his body. That's why I saw that, you know, we are nothing. Yeah. But you see, there is a real man inside. There's a man who jumps out as soon as you die. Bang, you jump out like that. You'll be surprised at how high you can jump. Yes. And you start living. And you're like, why? The Bible says, it is appointed to man once to die and after that judgment. So it means judgment is coming, which means court is coming. Court comes before judgment. Your things will be brought up and then you defend yourself and all that. Court and then judgment. After that, judgment. And what's the explanation we give? Those of you who are good at arguing, that's where you see that it's not about arguing. Just, there are some of you never lose an argument. When they talk, you always say something. Your argument is like table tennis, like back, to and fro, every time you are arguing. When they say this, you say that. When they say this, you say that. When a man says this, you say that. But the Bible says, how shall we escape? We can never escape if we neglect the way of salvation. It's not neglecting arguments. It's neglecting salvation. You must be saved through Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that there is no other name given under heaven whereby we can be saved. There is no other name. There is no other method. In Matthew 1:21, the Bible says, and a savior unto you is born this day, a savior, and he shall save the people from their sins. He are not coming to save you from your poverty or from your financial problem, but from your sins. And you accept that you have sins. Where are you going? So I thank God that I'm a preacher of salvation, because I'm not preaching about your money or how to be rich or how to do well in life in terms of education or anything. I'm preaching about your pure salvation of your soul. Your soul must be saved because you have a soul in you. And that soul is going to continue living. Every soul continues living. And today, Jesus is asking, Bible is asking, God is asking, Holy Spirit is asking, how can you escape? Tell me, what will you say? Oh, I did this, I fasted once, Charlie, don't even try. You know that it's not going to work. How many know that it won't work? Oh, I fasted, I prayed. Oh, I was a school prefect, you know, I was a school prefect. How many school prefects do I have here? Please raise your hand. If you've ever been a school prefect or a senior, you know, like, look at them. So many. Shame on you. Were you not a sinner also? School prefect, stand up. Are you not a sinner? Look at one here. Are you not a sinner? Wesley Girls, senior prefect. Koforidua Sector, senior prefect. Achimota. And which one? Equipimam. And you where? Kumasi Girls. Wesley Girls. You are senior prefect of Wesley Girls, but are you a sinner?
I'm a bad sinner.
You see now, senior prefect, she's admitted it. Because you see, when you see the senior prefect, they look very proper. How many have noticed that they look really like they are very good in everything? They never do anything bad. But I've noticed that they are also sinners. Another senior prefect, which school? Eddington School in England. Hey, even English senior prefects are confessing today. English senior prefects. Please sit down. And then those who wear glasses also. They also look very proper. But if you ask them, you see that they are also sinners. Wow. And then girls, beautiful girls, they look very beautiful and holy. Huh. Have you not noticed that girls look very angelic? Now, it took me many years to believe that my wife was also a sinner. But she always looks very holy to me. I said, you are holy. But I don't feel holy, but she looks very holy to me. It took me about 20, 30 years to be able to see that. Ah, are you also a sinner? But I tell you, I thank God for Jesus because he has provided for us. And that's why he took the cup and he said, this is my blood, which is shed for the salvation of the world. What is the blood going to do? The blood is the special omo that washes away sins. It's a special type of omo. Do you use omo? Yes. The blood of Jesus is a special type of blue omo that washes sins away. Yes. Unwashable things are washed by the blood of Jesus. And today, the blood of Jesus is flowing. You see, it's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. The blood of Jesus is flowing. And anybody who opens himself to God, you can receive Jesus and receive his blood. You know, I used to go to church, but I was not saved till I found this out. And I received Jesus. Then I was changed. And from that day, the change began. I could see changes in my life. My whole life changed. And then you know why I became a preacher? Because I want to tell many people that they can also be saved and they don't need to go to hell. And that you must be saved. I can't just coax you and just praise you. I can't just praise you and tell you are nice. I have to tell you the realities, the truth. The rich man was in hell. Bible says the rich man asked Abraham to send Lazarus to testify. You see, he preached. It's because people, he knew that he was in hell because people were not listening to the testification, the testimony, the preaching of others. So he wanted more preaching to go to his brothers, his five brothers. So let them go to my five brothers that they might testify. That's why people get saved, when they listen to the people testifying about God. Yes. So today is your chance to be saved. And it's our chance to tell many people. That's why we have Swollen Sunday. Is to invite many people to be washed, to be cleaned, for the big book to be opened. You see, we used to laugh when we heard Book of Life. We say, oh, how can there be a book with everybody's name? What type of book would that be? Oh, no. Now that we've got computers, and you see so many names, now you can see that it is true. Yes. You can see that millions of names can be recorded, and they can bring up your records from whenever. Now you can see that it is true. Even your picture can be brought, and even your videos can be brought up. Mercy. How many want certain videos and pictures and records to be washed away? Deleted. Yes. For life. So God wants to turn you into a living evangelist. Amen. Did you hear what I said? A living evangelist. Amen. A living soul winner. Amen. Somebody who has the passion to tell people about why in the first place Jesus came to die for us. In the first place. Me, I'm not a religious person. No. Like just a religion. I don't like traditions and all those things. It's not my cup of tea. No. Formalities and all. I want something real. Then I'm okay with it. Yes. Jesus is real. Salvation is real. God is real. Yes. Bow your knee now or you will bow it anyway. You will bow. As for bowing, you will bow. As for bowing, you will bow. Kneeling, you will kneel. No matter your name. You will bend your knees. You may be the biggest person. You bow. Because the Bible says every knee shall bow. But it's better you just bow coolly now. So that Charlie, when they say, hey, you are bowed a long time ago, please. There's no problem with me. As for bowing, you will bow. As for bowing, you will bow. But it's better you bow. You don't bow too late. Yes. So today, I'm giving you, you see, I'm not only preaching to you for today. I'm preaching to you for your life. Yeah. You see, if you want to do internet fraud, you will find the people who do it. Is it not true? If you want to do any bad thing, smoke weed or eat weed cake, you'll find the people who do it. If you want to serve God, you know how to find your way here. Yes. So don't pretend that, oh, I don't know the way. I don't know how to come. I don't know. I was tired. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't get up. You are joking. It's not true. Let's be serious with God. Today is a day where you are saying, number one, I'm giving my life to God. Number two, I'm becoming an evangelist for Jesus. And number three, I am becoming a permanent worker and church member and a savior of men. Amen. Yes. It's not about a one-day event. No. Because when you are born, it's the beginning of a new life. Yes. Those who are doing internet fraud and whatever, you see that they'll find a bus, they go here, they go. Nobody has to bring you. You just find your way. Today is a day of escape. There is no other name given under heaven whereby you must be saved. For me, I thank God I know Jesus, because if I didn't know Jesus, it would not be good. But if I find something, I'm serious about it. Yes. When I commit, that's it. As I'm in Jesus, I'm all out. Yeah. You know, one day a man became a rich man. I don't know what he did, but he suddenly became rich. So he decided to do something he felt rich people do. So he wanted to go and go boating. Boats. He bought a boat. So he went the first day in his suit and everything. He didn't know that he even has to change. When he got to the riverside or the lake or whatever, he put his leg into the boat. Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching? Can you see the boat from here? From there? Let me go up. He put his leg into the boat like this. As soon as he put his leg in the boat started going out. And he fell in the water. You know, this is a newly rich man. Nouveau rich. He fell in the water with his suit. And when he got out, he was so angry, saying it's useless, it's not nice, it's this and that. You know why he didn't enjoy it? Because he had one leg on the land and one leg in the boat. If you have one leg in Christ and one leg in the world, you will never enjoy Christ and you also not enjoy the world. If you want to enjoy God, you have to come into God with your two legs. So this is how to go boat riding. You have to put both legs in. You go fast and you cross. You can't put one leg here and one leg here. The boat will be going, You will not enjoy the world. You will not enjoy Christ. Because when you go to the world, you feel bad all the time. As you are smooching, ooh, baby, you'll be feeling. Then as you are in Christ, you'll be feeling like a hypocrite. And when you go to the world, people will be saying, are you not the guy who said you were now born again? When you go to church, people will say, are you saying this guy is a Christian? But I know him. He's a boyfriend of Shugulugu. How many want to enjoy Jesus? If you want to enjoy Jesus, from today, how many legs are going into the boat? Two legs, all the two, all out. Your music, your phone, you have to delete all the pornography sites. Delete all the other things you have on it. Put only Christian music on. Put your Bible on. You change, the whole phone is dedicated. Not that the phone has partly worldly music, partly Christian. No, we have every music in the church. Tonight we have even a concert. Listen, God is telling me, you see, when you are a young person, that is when your heart is open. Old people, they are difficult to change. Yeah. You can't easily change an old person. No, because they are experienced. So when you talk to them, it's like love. You can't easily get an older person to love. When you tell the person, an older lady, I love you, she will smile. Thank you. I hear you. You say, I love you, my darling. You kneel down, say, I love you. So, stand up. It's okay, I've heard what you are saying. If you want to marry me, say that you want to marry me, but don't all these things you are doing, I understand your message. I will consider it and I'll write back to you. Sign here. But if you tell a young girl, I love you, she said, really? You love me? Wow! I want to leave my mother today. I want to leave my father today. I'm following you today. Hey. So that's how it is. That's why God calls often young people. He stretches. Look at my hand. God is calling you. Can you see my hand? God is calling you from wherever you are. He's calling you. He says, come. Come, I'm going to walk with you. I gave my life to Jesus. I was about 16 years old. 16. I followed him since then. I don't know how many years it is now. It's about 40 years. 16. I've never looked back. I've never been partly a Christian. I've never been lukewarm. I've never been partly Christian. No. Even when I went to the university, I was never invited to anything worldly. My wife was invited all the time. Till I met her. But she was having invitations upon invitations in her pigeonhole. About 20 invitations to parties, disco, this. I used to ask her, what are these? But I was a good shepherd. Yes. Listen. Today, do you see my hands? Jesus is stretching out his hand like this. It's to hold you. He wants to hold you and you are his. You belong to Jesus. Young boy, young girl, you are not too young. You see a child, SS, JSS, you know sex. How can you say you can't know Jesus? Let's be serious. How can you say that we are too young for such things? Come on. You know things. Today, Jesus is stretching out his hand to you like this. He's saying, I want to hold you. I want to walk with you forever. Be close to him. How many want to be close to Jesus? Oh, I can't see enough hands. Oh, yes, I want to be close to you. I want to follow Jesus from a young age to serve him to the end. So this Swollen Sunday marks, this Escape Sunday marks the joining of you permanently to God. It marks your welding to Jesus. Amen. You are being welded to Jesus Christ. Amen. Your life is being connected to him permanently. Every demonic trace and string on your life is cutting off from today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes. You are a permanent adherent and follower of Jesus Christ. And Judas's story will never happen to you. Amen. This is your chance. You see, that moment when Judas said, the one who's going to betray me is here. That was it for Judas. He was supposed to see that this is message. It applies to me. I must obey. How many think today's message applies to you? You must see that this thing is applying to me. Jesus is telling you, put in your two legs. Go all out for God. Come on, attach yourself. You are not too young. You are not too young to serve God. And God is going to bless you. I don't regret. If I regret, I would have told you. I regret some things. There are some things I've made mistakes, but not in following Christ. I regret so many other things in my life, but I'm not Christ. No, never. That I'm not. I have no regret. I'm glad. If I live my life all over, I'll choose him even earlier. if I live my life again, I'll choose him even earlier than when I chose him. Today is your day. You can escape. You can register. You can commit yourself all out for Jesus Christ. Let's stand to our feet, please. Every head bowed, please. No movement at all, please. We are ending our service now, but I need you to close your eyes for a moment. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here today, I want to say, Pastor, I heard about escape. How shall we escape if we neglect such a way of salvation? Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. Today, Jesus is stretching out his hand. My hand that is stretched out is Jesus' hand stretched out to you. He's saying, come. Come to me. I want to save you. I want to change you. I want to change your life. Wherever you are standing, if you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to give your life to Jesus, lift your hands. Lift your hand. Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to take Jesus as my Savior. I want to escape hell. Come on. This is your chance. Don't say you don't understand that this preaching belongs to you. It belongs to you. You want to give your life to Jesus. Every hand, your hand must be up if you want to give your life to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, you want to take Jesus as your Savior. Come. With your hand lifted up, come to me in the front here quickly. Come. Come from outside. Come from the back. Come from wherever you are. Come to God. Come to God today. Jesus, save me. I want to give my heart to God. I want to give my life to God. Come on, my friend, from outside. From the back. From wherever you are standing. Come to Jesus. Jesus is today. Come on to Jesus. Come on, let me pray with you. Come from wherever you are.
Let him have his way. Come on, come on. Come on to Jesus. Give him your life.
Coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. We are waiting for you. I'm waiting for you.
Let him have his way. Oh, come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus. Give him your life today. Come on to Jesus. Come
all right. Lift your hands and say this prayer with me. Lift your hands. Say with me this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Everyone lift your hand also and everyone join in this prayer. Please. Say, Jesus. Everybody, Jesus, thank you for today. Please forgive me for my sins. I open my heart. I ask you to wash me with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse me. Wash me. Forgive me for all my sins. I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Master. Thank you, Lord, for receiving me. Please write my name in the book of life. Please write my name in the book of life. I open my heart. I accept Jesus as the Savior. The Savior. The Savior. My Savior. My Lord. The Lord. The Lord. My Lord. My Savior. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Please register me today in the book of life. My name is, mention your name. My name is, please write this name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for registering me in the book of life. From today, I will serve you. I will follow you. I will obey you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. Before you go back to your seat, I want to give you one of my books. It's called How to Be Born Again and Avoid Hell. How many want to avoid, escape hell? Maybe I should change avoid to escape hell. To escape is to avoid a danger that is threatening you. All right? Now, what do they do? Go back to your seats. And after we close, where are we going to meet them? We are going to meet you this side. All of you in front here. Please, local. I'm showing you. Hello? 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 After we close, I'm going to show you all on this side. Come and sit here. Okay? For just 2 minutes. And then you go. Those who have the book. All right? God bless you. Clap for them as they go back to their seats. Take your communion. You may be seated.
Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, it is the meal of God.
Hallelujah. Now we are about to receive the bread. And the Bible says, Jesus said, this is my body which is broken for you. I don't think we really understood what Jesus was doing for us. How many agree with me that we didn't really understand what he was doing for us? It's a mystery. But this is his body. He was beaten and broken for us. Have you got your bread? Have you got your bread? Now, we are partaking of the body of Jesus. So whatever is not in the body of Jesus, it cannot also be in you. So you are receiving a body transfusion. How many are going to receive a body transfusion? Yes. So your kidneys are being transfused. Your liver you are having a kidney transplant transfusion. Liver transplant transfusion. Hey, brain transplant. Those who are not doing well in exams, your brains are being transfused. You are being translated from a D and E to A and B. Brains, A and B brains. In Jesus' name. Those who don't take wise decisions through the body, the brains, the wisdom is coming into you. Stand to your feet. Father, we thank you for the body that we are receiving at this time. Bless every life in a supernatural way. We receive the power of the body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus Christ. Now, the blood. We are about to partake of the blood. Whatever is not in your blood, that is necessary to be in your blood. As you take this communion by faith, it is entering your blood. You are receiving a blood transfusion. blood, bone marrow transplant. Receive healing from every disease. Receive life. Receive forgiveness for every mistake. It's being washed by the blood of Jesus. Whatever you have not been able to achieve and attain because of your weakness, through the blood, you are healed, you are transformed, and you are strengthened. The blood of Jesus. Lift your hands and receive your blessing. May you be permanently connected to Christ. Say amen.
Amen.
May you be healed from every plague and every curse.
Amen.
Whatever you have not been able to achieve or attain to by this communion, receive the life of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus achieved all his goals, and you will achieve all your goals.
Amen.
Jesus accomplish the will of God, and you will accomplish the will of God. Jesus was not a failure, and you will never be a failure. Let me hear your loudest amen. Whatever you have tried to aspire to that you have not been able to attain to, by the power of the body and the blood of Jesus, you are entering into that realm now. Let me hear your loudest amen. I declare you a winner and a champion and an overcomer of devils, of opposition, of wickedness, in the name of Jesus. Demons are trembling under your feet in the name of Jesus. From today, because of the blood, all devils in your life are afraid of you now. In Jesus' name, I cast out demons from your life in the name of Jesus. Any message you are supposed to get, may you receive it from today. Any preaching you are supposed to understand, may your heart be open and your mind be open, and your soul be open, and receive it in the name of Jesus. You are receiving a new level of understanding. The way Judas couldn't see that the message was for him, it will never happen to you in Jesus' name. Let me hear a very good amen on that one. I said the way Judas couldn't escape, it will never happen to you in the name of Jesus. When you hear a message, you will from today know that this message is for you, and you will respond. I declare you an escapee. You have escaped the clutches of the devil from today, and the power of God rests on your life. Lift your hand and thank God for his blessing. Father, thank you for your blessing for everyone here. Thank you. We are going out of this place with your power, with your blessing, with your healing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.